Right, let's start off with football. Mamelodi Sundowns, who look to be on course to win what would be their 8th championship in a row, hosts Kaizer Chiefs at Lucas Moripe Stadium later in the Betway Premiership. And Masandawana beat Chiefs 2-1 in the first round of the current league season last September before thumping them 4-0 in the Carling knockout quarterfinals 3 months later. The sold-out affair kicks off at 3:30 this afternoon. And then over to some cricket in the Champions Trophy. Jos Buttler hopes handing over the England white ball captaincy can help him rediscover his batting form. Now, the T20 World Cup winning skipper has resigned from the position after his team crashed out of the Champions Trophy in the group stages. Their last game of the tournament is against South Africa today. Buttler says he can still have a big impact on the team.
I think that T20 World Cup in Australia, I did that with the bat and sort of led from the front. And in the ODI formats, I've probably not been at the levels that I would like to as captain with the bat to sort of lead the team forward.
Could be a tough game for the Proteas side, who welcomed back Heinrich Klaassen into the squad after missing their opening match against Afghanistan. Coin toss to that clash is at 10:30 with the first ball bowled at 11 o'clock this morning. Staying with cricket, Hollybet's Dolphins claimed a crucial bonus point 194-run victory against Western Province at Newlands yesterday. Hanuvel Yoon was top class with the bat as he scored 74 off 63 balls to steer the Dolphins to 317 for 6 after 50 overs. The Dolphins backed up their victory in midweek against the DP World Lions with an emphatic performance in Cape Town to jump up into a playoff contention on the overall table. That means they are now in the top 4 spot in the CSA one-day competition. And then ending off with golf's DP World Tour, England's Dale Whitnell says it was a wonderful, or weird feeling rather, coming off the course, having scored a remarkable 2 holes in one. Now, he carded a second round 63 in the DP World Tour's South African Open to make it through to the weekend on 9 under par. Woodnell was pleased with he maintained focus.
I managed to do that okay. Had everything today. I had an air shot. I've had 2 bogeys, a double. I've had, 3 eagles and, come out 9 under par. So, I can't complain.
South Africa's Sean Norris seized the lead in the South African Open yesterday, while countryman Dylan Naidu surged into contention with a round of 61. That's all for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.